When I was creating Getting Ahead, I did it in a community where people were recruited to come in and help me. And I paid them. And there were people in that group, because I wasn't, all I said was 200% of the poverty guideline and below, and that's who I'm recruiting. So there were a couple people with disabilities that were there. And what I found was that even though some people had trouble expressing themselves at times, or because they didn't take their medication or something, weren't exactly appropriate all the time, in a group of people that understood that person, that was perfectly okay. You know, it just meant that we had to kind of work around that at a moment here and there. But as a group, there is real tolerance for the different kind of things that people brought to that room. And so I could see that working in sort of a way in which people were completely integrated into the process. I also know that there's a couple places here in Ohio that have used Getting Ahead with mental health populations. And so, you know, they are finding it valuable in a group of people that have disabilities doing this together. So I think that that's, I think that that brings us together. We come together across all these different issues. And, you know, when you bring people together in that way and you have some beginning of understanding of each other and appreciate each other, those other things kind of wash away.